Part two of the daily editorial for this Wednesday. Of course, we're talking about what's going on with the tapes from January 6th. Jimmy, continue.
Yeah, so I don't know how much farther we're going to go on this because, again, I think what's happening, the Republicans have put together these oversight committee hearings to discuss COVID origins, to discuss weaponization of government. And then, of course, they released this information to Tucker Carlson. And everyone's screaming that they didn't get it and they need to look at all of it.
Yeah.
Look, we saw selective editing by the left and by Democrats the entire last 2 years since January 6th. We saw every single report showed one particular image. It was a very violent image. What Tucker Carlson did was he directly attacked some of the most important narratives and said, you know what? These were wrong. They were lies. Now, that doesn't mean that there wasn't violence at the Capitol. That doesn't mean that some people weren't part of a problem and it actually caused, you know, damage.
Yeah.
But what it does show is that the Department of Justice and the federal judges that have been prosecuting people for either trespassing or stopping, you know, official proceeding, these types of things, have languished, over 100 of them still in jail right now. Many of them have pled guilty or have still gone to trial or pending trial without information. Because the Department of Justice and these Democratic leaders in the House, as well as federal judges, have not allowed people to see tapes that might potentially change the outcome of their convictions. That is a huge problem because that's basically taking away the fundamental right of innocent until proven guilty. And it is an attempt to intimidate people. I mean, the whole purpose of this with the DOJ and the Democratic Party was to intimidate people against standing up for the election and the questions that happened out of 2020.
Yeah.
And what you're seeing is a move towards authoritarianism. I've talked about this for a couple of years now. The more desperate a power is to maintain their power, the more extreme actions they will take to silence and basically arrest critics and intimidate them through law enforcement, through the media that they've corrupted. So now we've got a system that is completely, very rapidly degenerated into absolute chaos, in my view.
Well, it's degenerated into absolute chaos because right now emotions are coming through. It's all about anger right now. I mean, you want to tell me that Schumer's really made some intelligent comments or just made some kind of comments out of desperation that were very definitely fueled by anger? I think his comments were fueled by anger. And I think the same thing is happening, quite frankly, with Mitch McConnell. And I always gave both of those guys much more credit than to let emotions take over very important comments like they're making right now. I mean, the comments that are coming out from the leader of the Republican Party and the leader right now of the Democratic Party they're just spewing venom, for lack of better terms, Jim, and that accomplishes nothing.
Well, they're spewing venom to cover up the lies they've perpetuated. Look, ultimately, people did a handful of people. We don't even know who all the people were in January 6th that created some of that violence. You know, there's a lot of discussion about Ray Epps, but there were a lot of other people that were involved in stirring up the violence and the hate and the anger at that point. Some of them were probably Trump supporters.
Yep.
Some of them were probably not Trump supporters. Some of them were probably Antifa-related or, you know, Democratic activists that tried to create more problems and put on a MAGA hat and pretended to be something different. It was definitely a setup. I think everyone understands that. It was a setup by Nancy Pelosi in order to entrap Donald Trump, in order to get him out of a future race and to silence anybody's opposition to their control. And that's what is so dangerous in America. And we're seeing it spread around the world right now. And you're seeing a lot of lies, a lot of misinformation.
Jim, give me some examples of the misinformation that you maintain that we're seeing right now.
What you see from the media's response to these videotapes, you know, that they speak for themselves. You know, when the QAnon shaman is walking around and the Capitol Police are escorting him, he probably wasn't the most violent guy out there that, you know, should have been spending 4 years or 5 years in prison.
Right.
You know, there's – so that's part of it. The COVID lies that some people still are convinced that they need to wear masks.
Yeah.
That the vaccinations stop the spread of the disease. We know those are factually false, but many of the media propagandists out there continue to argue those issues. What we're seeing in Russia and Ukraine, there's both sides are completely, you know, crazy with trying to win the information war because it's all about the information war.
Yes,
but the
is.
Real
you bet.
The real problem is what's happening in Asia and China and Taiwan and where the United States is in a foreign policy perspective right now and how far behind we are with the problems that are facing the world.
Well, I got to tell you, Jimmy, I disagree with you on that one. Let me tell you why. I think the most important event that's going on in the world right now is what's happening in America. This could very possibly be a turning point in American politics. All that the Democrats or Republicans, I'm sorry, have to do is prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are correct in, for example, what Carlson said. If they do that, you're going to see a totally different political atmosphere in America. And I think that could happen. Will it? I don't know, but I think it could.
Well, let me tell you why I disagree with you, because and what's more important. It's because who controls the information is the one. So the Republicans could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. We've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Russia collusion narrative was false. I mean, that's proven. How many people actually still believe it? And the reason why they still believe that the Russians were involved in the 2016 election and Russian collusion between Trump is because the media controls it. Why does the media do that? They do it for political purposes. Why are they doing it for political purposes? Because they have power by continuing to support a Democratic leadership. Who influences those outcomes? Big corporations. Those big corporations are funding and managing the Democratic Party because they're afraid of losing the business in China. And who's influencing everything more than anyone else? China. And that's what the problem is right now. And they're
I agree 100% with that one, Jimmy. I really do. I would maintain that if Tucker Carlson, number one, keeps his job, number two, if Tucker Carlson ends up getting a Nobel Prize for throwing this out, making people aware of it, if that happens, that will be similar to the event that ended World War II, which was an atomic bomb. This is big enough, in my opinion, that if Tucker Carlson et al. are not proven to be incorrect, the whole political landscape of America is going to change.
This is my argument. It's not going to change unless the media helps give the information.
Well, I don't know. You know, we're just running out of time for the second segment. We got about a minute left here, and I guess I don't disagree with that. But I will say I think there still may be enough validity in the press that when they see that beyond a shadow of a doubt what Tucker Carlson said is correct, I think they'll change their tone, Jimmy.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens, but I disagree vehemently because I see what's happening right now with the media attacking Tucker Carlson. They're not going to change. They are too influenced by Democratic progressive ideas. Those Democratic progressive ideas are perpetuated by money and editors and control it.
We're going to know more this afternoon, Jimmy. Jimmy, we can come back into a segment three if you want to, but we got to cut this one right here. Sure would like to get your comments, you guys out there. Let's stay away from anger. Let's get some real sensible comments. Going to be looking to see what happens the rest of the day today. I think we could have some events that might very well substantiate what I'm saying. Jimmy, thank you.
Talk to you later.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.